the first time in 2021, which is exactly the same as 2020, Brent Lindekew is joining us with the good thing.
Yay! Welcome back, Brent.
Welcome back.
I love the way you introduced that, because there's a lot of people online that have been creating these jokes where they talk about the fact that it's actually, like, I don't know what the number is, the 48th day of December 2020 or something. People are like, it's just continued. It's just kept going. And it does feel that way. But also we need to change that narrative, and we need to be focusing on good stuff, man.
We do. And I think, you know what, through December, when we were all told we're not allowed to have fun and party and drink and whatever, even in our own homes by our own swimming pools, I think you definitely kept us smiling, and you definitely kept us going, because I think without you, my social media feeds would have been a very, very dark place, because people were
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I saw that. And it's ongoing. I did a great podcast. Look at me plugging my jackpot in here quickly. I did a great podcast a couple of months ago with Graham Codrington, where he spoke extensively about this grief that we're going through, like the loss of normalcy, the loss of loved ones, the loss of business. There's all this grief that's currently happening. And there's a couple of different phases that we go through as human beings when we're in the grief cycle. And South Africans, particularly during this time, seem to be stuck in an angry phase. Mm-hmm. So we're not able to move out of the angry phase. And that means generally that our reaction to things that are going on around us is with anger. And it's been an interesting thing to watch on social media, because it was tough going through that second lockdown. We're continuously in lockdown, but a second harder lockdown was incredibly tough to see people unravel. Even myself, I had a bit of an unraveling moment. But yeah, it's a new year, new things, new intentions, and we continue with the good news. I was going to say as well, what's been quite interesting for me is not just the writing and the stories and good things, Guy, but my personal social media. I find it to be there's so many more people that are engaging with me, because all I do every morning is share some sort of piece of inspiration that I must tell you, I write to inspire myself. So that's where that comes from.
But that's the thing, right? Because then it's really authentic. When you are just trying to make yourself feel better and you put those thoughts out into the world, they come across as really authentic, and they connect us to you, because we're all feeling the same. Like you said, you had a few like wobbly moments during the December holidays, and so did I. And I think that it's so necessary that you post about them and I post about them, because it normalizes the fact that not humans are messy, and we have feelings and we have emotions, and we mess up and we make mistakes and we cry, but we also laugh and love and connect. And it's necessary that we are like, we're not one dimensional anywhere.
Totally. One of the things, and I actually wrote a piece last week, which I think got picked up by the Star or the Sunday Times, one of them, it got shared, which was really cool to know that people are speaking about mental health. But one of my biggest realizations during 2020 and during this global pandemic is that mental wellness and health, mental health is a huge, huge thing that we should be speaking about. And more so, I mean, you've said it often, and it's one of the things that you stand by, but it's okay not to be okay. Yep. And that's been a huge learning for me, that the wobbly days, it's okay to have wobbly days. It's not a, you know, sometimes we're not going to be all okay, and that is okay.
You know what I've realized, Brent, and we'll get into the good things now, but I think I realized over this holiday, when I had more than one wobbly day in a row, that the wobbly days are really necessary, because you will never forget those days. And when the good days happen, they're almost better than they would have been had those other not so great days not happened. I think they make you appreciate everything that you have even more.
Totally, totally spot on. Gratitude. That's been a huge learning as well in the past. What, we've been in lockdown now for 300 days, but that's been a huge learning, is to be grateful for these little things that are actually really, really big things.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about all of the good things. So on goodthingsguy.com, every morning, every day, all day, every day, 24/7, 365, Brendan Lindeke posts only good things. Good news stories from South Africa mostly, and then some around the world stories. And we get together on a Monday, we share some. Brent also does a great podcast on Jackpod, jackaroundfm.com. Click on Jackpod, Good Things Guy. It was the second most listened to podcast last year. So I'm pretty sure.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
But it's a bomb podcast.
Thank you. And it was so cool. So towards the end of last year, I was like, you know, good things have happened. Good things have happened. They have to have happened, even though we're in this traumatic time and this global pandemic and this lockdown. There are good things that have happened. So I put a call out on my social media. This was the last podcast of 2020. And I literally have, I think it's 25 minutes of people just sharing their good news. And my producer at Jacaranda/East Coast Radio, Di, she actually sent me a message going, this thing is exploding because so many people were downloading it. And I think not because of me. I didn't even feature in the podcast. It was all about you. It was all about the listeners. It was all about the people who were sharing their good things. So thank you for being part of the show. Danny, you were also part of that podcast.
I was. Yes. You sent me a message. You were like, please send me a WhatsApp. I was like, okay, I have some good things too. I like it. Okay, but speaking of good things guy.com is where you can get all your good news stories. And so I've been saying for the last year and a half that I need to go away. I need to get away. I need to have a break. And I see on Good Things Guy, we can have a break in South Africa, support a local industry, and the local industry is actually going to give us something back for doing that.
Yes, 100%. So, I mean, the story that you're talking about was one that we published this morning. But what's really beautiful about this initiative is that there are so many people that are offering 50%, 60%, 70% discount staycation deals right now. There are people, small businesses, lodges, safaris, beach houses, all sorts of different spaces that you can inquire about that are offering discounted deals because there was a loss of revenue from our tourism industry over the December period. I'm not sure when the president's going to speak again. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty soon. I'm guessing beaches are going to open soon again. I'm guessing all that stuff is going to start to open up again because the active cases are coming down. And what's exciting about that is for all of you guys that stayed at home over December because perhaps you didn't want to face the crowds, these spaces are going to be a lot less full than they were in December. And there are, I'm going to go with the word thousands of different lodges, hotels, all sorts of places that are offering these discounts. The one that you're specifically talking about, the reason I wrote about it is because I've always wanted to go to Tsintswalo and I've never been able to afford it. And this actually makes it affordable for me, which is quite
and
cool.
And me also, like I was looking at the prices on goodthingsguy.com now and I was like, I could do that. I could so do that. That would be great. So
yeah. So good things. And I specifically want to say it's not just them. You can get hold of most hotel groups, most lodges, most safari camps. They're all offering these discounts for South Africans because they need the money ultimately, but also we might need a break. Like I went to Madikwe after we celebrated when my parents survived COVID and were healthy. We took them to Madikwe and the prices that we got there were just unreal, to sort of take our focus away. So inquire, if you have a bit of budget and you want to get away, these guys are also doing it safe, it's sanitized. They all know the protocols. I went to a hotel in Durban to experience what, towards the end of last year, I think it was November. I went to a hotel in Durban where they showcased how they've adapted to these new protocols, which some of them I hope they take forward forever. Like I'm sanitizing a room. I couldn't believe, each room got like a sanitizer bomb. So they would put it in there and the whole room gets sanitized. And then you know that you're going into a safe space. So that's cool.
I'm here for keeping that. I really like that idea. Okay, another good thing. This is a funny thing. This is great. The Princess Bride was a movie I think we all watched when we were little. And bored celebs have recreated it. But I'm talking about like Hugh Jackman celebs and Charlize Theron celebs.
So I haven't laughed so much in a long time because it wasn't that they recreated it like in a Hollywood set or whatever. It's they each got a piece of the movie, and I think, I mean, the cast is, I don't know, I've listed it at the bottom. It's like 60 different people. Adam Sandler, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, Hugh Jackman, Seth Rogen, Shaquille O'Neal, like all these people played the same role, so the same person, and then they just change in every scene. And it's amazing to watch how they brought this really ridiculous movie to life. I think the full YouTube video is like an hour and a half long. It's free on YouTube. They did originally put it up onto a streaming service when this came out last year, and they were doing an episode every week that was being released. So you could watch it in bite-sized chunks. But what they've done in December is they stitched it into a full movie that you can watch of The Princess Bride. And it's so funny because like Jennifer Garner is Buttercup in one scene, and then Tiffany Haddish is Buttercup in another scene, but they're playing the same movie. It's brilliant. It was brilliantly put together. It's going to make you laugh, and it's as long as you have Wi-Fi or data, it's free to watch, which is really cool.
It is really good. You need to go and watch it, and you need to watch it and just have a laugh and remember that not all is really, really bad. Another thing that's going to remind you that not all is bad is another, the petrol attendants in this country are the best people in the world, Brendan Nicky, because there's another good story about another petrol attendant.
So I actually was upset with myself about the story. So at Good Things Guy, we get a whole bunch of stories that get either emailed to us or shared with us. And over December, I was snowed under with emails. Like, I just couldn't get to all of the stories that were being shared. Obviously, skeleton staff, people had gone and taken leave. But this got sent to me at the beginning of December. And I had no idea that this had happened last year, November. But in Ramsgate, a woman by the name of Lani Herman, she was having car trouble and she was on her way to fetch her kids from school. She stopped at the Total Garage in Ramsgate. She pulled in the car, the low oil lights appeared. I don't know what was going on. She couldn't get it into gear. It was just an absolute mess. But she was completely distressed because she needed to get to her kids. Her kids were finishing school, and you don't want to leave your kids outside the school if you don't have some sort of aftercare plans. It's not safe. Mm-hmm. So she was really distressed. And the petrol attendant tried to help her fix her car. When he realized that it couldn't be fixed, his name's Clement. He asked her if she could drive a manual, and she was like, yeah, I can drive a manual. And before she knew it, he had parked his little car next to her, given her the keys, and said, go pick up your kids. We'll do a trade exchange. Leave your car here. You go pick up your kids. Take them home, do whatever you have to, and we can sort your car out later. Just, I've never given anybody my car. Ever.
No. Can you imagine? No.
And this guy was just like, there's a woman, there's another person, there's a human being that has found herself in a troubling situation, and I've got the ability to help her. And he did. And so Lani put the post up, she sent it to us, and she literally just said, if you ever are in Ramsgate, the only Total Garage there, if you can just stop by and just tell Clement that thank you for being such a kind South African.
Oh, you know what? This one made me cry. This one, when there are such beautiful humans in the world, they make me believe that the humans in the world are not all that bad. And there are beautiful humans. And it just fills me with so much hope and love. And Clement, you are a rock star, sir.
You are a rock star. I'm going to get hold when the show is done tonight of the podcast, and I'm going to send this to her so she can maybe show him that he's being featured on radio.
100%. Clement, we love you in Joburg. Okay, then, Also, these are my favorite people in the world. You know this. Every time there's a story about the gift of the givers, I make us talk about them because they do so much good and they deserve all of the publicity and all of the platforms that we can even possibly offer them. So they're doing something, again, as usual, that is changing lives.
So the gift of the givers are using money that they've raised, and they continuously need money. So if you ever have spare change, a place to put it to is gift of the givers. They are continuously, like Daddy said, doing good in our country, whether it comes to a farming community whose houses have burnt down or food parcels that our country need. But this time they've donated 600 vital oxygen machines to hospitals around the country. It's a great story. This is a non-profit, non-government organization that is making massive changes and positive differences to the people that need it the most. As we know, COVID-19, once it affects your lungs, once it gets into that point, you desperately need oxygen. These are the machines that you get put on. It's not the ventilators. This is completely separate. This is to help you breathe, so that they can get you healthy and before you need to get put on a ventilator. So these are certainly life-saving machines that they're giving. But I need to raise two things here, Dan, because you missed two stories. Ooh. So one of the ones, it was written on January the 12th, which was last week, but it was all about how the hospital staff have honored. So if you think of all the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, they have actually taken it upon themselves to honor the oxygen delivery guys. Mm-hmm. So weekly, daily, whatever the amount is needed, the guys from Afrox and the gas companies who are also on the front line and who are delivering oxygen to the hospitals every day. This is, I'm going to cry. I feel like I'm getting all emotional, mm-hmm. but that are really looking after the people that are in hospitals right now fighting for their lives. And I just, I take my hat off to all of the frontline workers. I feel so terrible when I see people downplay what this country is going through.
Yeah.
And there are incredible frontline workers who are really at their wit's end. I've got a couple of friends that work in hospitals as doctors and nurses, and they are tired. And it's just, I want to thank all of them for the amazing work they do, and that gets extended to people like the oxygen delivery people, like people out dusting our garbage disposal guys who have not stopped work since January last year. They've also continued to look after us. The people in retail stores, everybody, just I'm getting all goosebumps and big lump in my throat. But thank you to all our frontline workers. You certainly are making the biggest difference for us.
Friends, if we have...
I'm going to stop crying now.
If we have a good news story, can we send it to you?
Yes! This is what I look for all day, every day. So if your neighbor did something, if your auntie did something, if you did something yourself and you want to speak about it anonymously, but you want to inspire people at the same time, then you can literally log on to the Good Things Guy website. There is a submit a story section. And I tell you, we get stories all day, every day from all around South Africa. And what's quite beautiful is a lot of those stories are about other people. So they're like, listen, I read this somewhere, or I saw this, or I want to speak, I want to put this hero forward, and then we can tell those stories. And that's the way that the good news was born, by people kind of donating their own stories. We are the Good Things Guy platform is not what it is about. It's actually about you. It's about you guys and the good work that you're doing.
Doing the goodest things in the world. Friend Linda Q, thank you for joining us and sharing all of the good news. I do not want to do another Monday without you, okay?
Oh, I'm here for this. I'm here for this. In 2021, I will be by your side on Monday nights, bringing you the good things. And I want to wish all of the listeners right now, I know it's tough. I know what we're going through is really traumatic. But I just don't want you to lose hope in a better tomorrow. And I want to wish you guys only good things.